No. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the City of Baker regular school board meeting. But before we call this meeting to order, Mrs. Butler has something that she would like to say about a saying by Socrates. Mrs. Butler, Ms. Butler.
The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Now, when we say this, think about it and what it really means. Because it took me a minute to read this over and over again. Because this is what we all need to do. You can continue, Ms. Burgess.
Thank you, Ms. Butler. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Ms. Dito, who is seated to my right, and submit your comment card to her with the number of the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that you will have only 2 minutes so that everyone will have an opportunity to speak. Once again, good evening and Merry Christmas to all of you. Roll call. Mrs. Perkins.
Here.
Mrs. Butler.
Here.
Ms. Butler, I'm sorry. Mrs. Prophet.
Here.
Mrs. Joseph.
Here.
And Mrs. Burgess. Here. We do have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I would like to ask Mrs. Prophet if she would lead us in a moment of prayer, and our Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Ms. Brielle Reed.
Will you all please stand for a moment of silent prayer? Amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. I would like to welcome our visitors. And we appreciate you being here because I want you all to know, and I know I can speak for most of our board members, that you are welcome. And we are here because you put us here, and we are here to serve you. No matter what that is, whether you agree or disagree, we are here to serve you and to do the very best that we can to make this school district one of the top school districts in the state. We have recognitions tonight. The board would like to recognize the City of Baker School System's partnership with Rosebud Healthcare and Training, LLC, to provide certified nursing CNA training to Baker High students. We would also like to recognize the City of Baker System 20-year employee. 20 years they've been with us. So you know they love this district. We would also like to recognize Ms. Brittany Dunn. She's not here tonight, but Brittany Dunn is a Baker High School graduate. She's also the daughter of Council Member Dunn. but she graduated from Southern University Law School, and she passed the bar the first time. So congratulations. Congratulations to Brittany. She has received a certificate from the board. We would also like to recognize the Chamber of Commerce for their donation, but first, we will recognize the City of Baker School System's partnership with Rosebud Healthcare and Training. Would you please come forth? Ms. Vicki? Yeah.
First of all, I would like to say thank you. Thank you to the City of Baker, to the City of Baker School Board for unanimous vote. And I think it was an awesome way to start. The partnership has been great. We have 18 students in the program, 10 being seniors. With that being said, they are excelling. They first started, you could see their faces were really dull. Now they come into the training academy and they're smiling. We have Saturdays that we spend 4-hour days. And the first day, they was like, we need to do this often. We had 96% attendance. They don't like to miss. They are awesome. We have learned by design. They know they will, if you can approach any one of them and ask for a manual blood pressure. They can take your respirations as well as a manual pulse. In lieu of our partnership, we have also taken a field trip to one of the city's FQHCs. We went to Open Health. And the vice president of Open Health, their clinical operations, had disciplines of all disciplines come and speak with our students. So they gave them an overview of different disciplines they can excel in, not just nursing. In the second part of that day, we went to the State Emergency Operations Center. And Dr. Sunday Winder herself, who is our chief executive public health officer, and she directed our whole tour. That was impressive to me. And the ladies, they were able to sit in the different stalls that are held by our officers when we go into emergency situations. So they know what happens in an emergency situation. They know what public health is, and they know the different disciplines they can excel in. What they see, they will be. And we have a great relationship, and I look forward to our continued relationship.
Thank you, Ms. Vicki. This certificate of appreciation is presented to Rosebud Healthcare Training, LLC, for your partnership with Baker High School in providing certified nursing aid, CNA, training, presented this fifth day of September 2023. J.T. Stroder, Superintendent, Interim Superintendent, and Joyce Burgess, City of Baker School Board. Thank you very much.
Riel is one of my students.
The next recognition will be the City of Baker employees of 20 years. Will you all stand, please? Miss Debbie Dito. Miss Juanita Gibson. Would you come forth as I call your name? Miss Debbie Davis Dito. And just stand right there so we can all take a picture. Miss Juanita Gibson. Kelly Haynes. Yay, give them a round of applause. Jennifer Hughes. Dorothy Jackson. Eloise Knox.
2 years, great.
Carolyn Lewis. Alisa Sibley. Sydney Stewart. Jill Taylor.
Yay, Jill.
Vera Turner. Ooh. Precious Vincent. And Gertrude Walls. Give them a round of applause today.
20 years, that's a blessing. How many of they should live? That is awesome. Jill, I gotta get Jill sometime. Get him some. That's great. 20 years.
20 years.
Awesome.
What a feat. That's amazing. And thank y'all so much for serving the city of Baker. You guys are the most important people in this district. Next, we will have approval of the agenda. Oh, I am so sorry. Thank you so much. And it's on my notes right here. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Okay. We have the Chamber of Commerce president, right? Ms. Michelle Woods, would you please come forth to over here? I was looking at my notes.
One of the missions of Baker Chamber of Commerce is to support our area school district, and that is what we aim to do. And in doing that, we have partnered with the different schools to do various things, and we're so happy about that. I know we were here early this year with donation, but we're here again. And as I told President Burgess, there will be more to come. On tonight, we are here to present a gift of $500 to the PTO of Park Ridge and Baker Heights Elementary School. They are doing an amazing job with our kids here in Baker. This PTO, they gave us a list of the things that they're doing and how the chamber can help, and we definitely want to help them. And so I know this is not much, but we hope that it is something to help you in what you're doing for our kids, and we thank you so much. Because our PTO is very, very important. So this is from Baker Chamber of Commerce, and we thank you for what you're doing for our kids.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Any more recognitions? Thank you. Also, if you have to leave, we definitely understand. Not a problem. Now we will have the approval of the agenda. May I get... Oh, Ms. Walls. Okay. Oh, come on, let's recognize Ms. Walls.
That's awesome. 20 years.
This is Ms. Gertrude Walls. Okay, board members, I would appreciate a motion for the approval of the agenda. May I get a motion, please?
I would like to make a motion that we separate the two meetings.
What two meetings?
I second it.
Excuse
me.
The two
agenda items. You have two agendas.
You have two meetings
in one
together.
Where's that?
The school board meeting November the 7th and the superintendent meeting on the 11th of November.
No, those are minutes.
A.
Minutes. Those are minutes.
Approval of minutes.
This is for the agenda right now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I need a motion to approve the agenda. May I get a motion?
I motion to approve the agenda.
May I get a second?
Second.
The board will now vote. Perkins? I'm sorry, Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
No.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the agenda.
If you approve the agenda.
Action items. The public may now comment on action items. Comments are limited to 2 minutes per individual. First item is consideration and approval of minutes for the school board meetings of November 7th, 2023, and November 11th, 2023. May I get a motion? Matter of fact, are there any comments? Hearing that there are no comments.
I have
comments.
A comment.
Wait a minute. Ms. Joseph,
I have a comment.
Okay.
We are getting ready to approve the minutes for the November 7th and the November 11th meeting, right?
Correct.
According to the open meetings law, on November 11th, we didn't stream that meeting, and that's a violation. And that's what I want to make sure I say on record, because a number of people called and they were not able to view or whatever it is. But anyway, we're supposed to stream these meetings. And we did that day, and we were voted down. And because of that, that's a violation. So I would like a point of information on that from legal counsel.
As it relates to the streaming of the meetings, where there is the capability, the board is not under a mandate to actually stream, but they should stream when capabilities for streaming exist. So when you don't stream, it is not a violation of the open meetings law per se. A violation of the open meetings law would involve denying someone who is present and accounted for in the meeting the opportunity to either be heard by a comment, or if it was a parliamentary procedure of a motion and or a second that wasn't appropriately done, then if there was a violation, someone would then have to file suit on that violation. But in this instance, there is a positive statute that covers streaming of meetings, but the streaming of the meeting, and if it is not done, does not vitiate the action or the work of the board at that meeting.
So it's okay if we don't stream it, is what you're saying?
I'm not saying that it's okay for you not to stream. What I'm telling you is that there is a law that says you should stream.
Okay, that's
if
what I'm...
If you don't stream, it doesn't create a violation of the open meetings law.
Okay, what is it a violation of then? I'm asking for myself.
Nothing.
If it's not a violation of the open meetings law, so what are we violating by not streaming? Because I don't want to be a part of not doing what I'm supposed to do. That's why I'm asking.
The way that it's written, technically you're not violating anything. The reason for that is that streaming capability and technology is not as consistent as we would want it to be to hold a public body to an open meetings violation where the streaming couldn't take place. And for instance, in that same vein, in our more rural areas around Louisiana, there is no consistent internet. You do not have wired internet like you have in Baker, Louisiana. So when you move to some of the more rural parishes, streaming of a meeting, while they may have internet in the building, their bandwidth isn't great enough to stream the meeting. So even though there's a law that says you have to stream the meeting as a school board, to not stream it doesn't create a violation of the Open Meetings Act. What it is the board needs to work towards having that meeting available via a stream at some point.
So since we have that capability of streaming,
we should make
the best of our ability to have it done. Thank you.
School board meetings of November 7th.
I would still like to make a motion to separate the meetings because neither one of them had anything to do with either meeting, so they still should be separated, and we vote on them individually.
I second it. Second by Ms. Jones.
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
No.
Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Motion carries to vote. Minute meetings of November 7th, 2023 and November 11th. We will now take a motion vote on the minute.
I motion for the approval of the considerations of the minutes for the school board meeting November 7th, 2023.
I would now like a motion to vote November 11th.
I move to vote for the motion on November the 11th meeting.
Second.
No.
Sorry. Mrs. Perkins, I'm sorry. No.
No.
Mrs. Joseph?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? I'm sorry, Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. Sorry, I had to rewrite that. Okay, the motion carries for the minutes of November 11th, 2023. Now we will have the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending October 31st, 2023. Mrs. Stewart?
Package, we have the financial report summary, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending October 31st, 2023. Year-to-date revenues as of October 31st for general fund is $3,009,910.02. Total instructional expenditures, $961,948.24. In the total expenditures of $2,989,790.28. These are excess of revenues over expenditures of $10,118.74. Capital projects, total revenues for construction, budgeted $13,651.30. Year-to-date revenues as of October 31st, 2023, $5,249,260. Total revenues overall, $5,249,260.51. Total expenditures year to date as of October 31st, 2023, $3,433,984. Special revenue funds, year to date revenues, $329,324.7. Year to date expenditures, $2,285,900.04. Receivables as of November 30th, 2023, $1,983,552.96. Adjusted excess over revenues of $26,977.06. That concludes my financial report for period October 31st, 2023. Are there any?
I have a question. The Louisiana Cecil Picard. What is it? What is that?
LA4. That's an early childhood education grant.
And the information that I asked for the last time about the equipment, I never got that. You said you had to research it and find out what it was. September 5th, your report said that it was a $5,000 equipment. For 2023, and a proposed $100,000 for 2024 for equipment. And you didn't know exactly that time what I was talking about, and you was going to go back and look it up, and you was going to get me the information, and I still don't have it.
I will go back and research. I did look at my September 5th financial report, and I didn't see it.
I have it. If you need it, I have it.
Would you please submit that in writing to Ms. Stewart?
Pardon me?
Asked if you'd please submit that in writing to Ms. Stewart.
Okay, because you said to do it to. Okay.
I have a question, or some questions. Have you drawn down any of the ESSER II funds for this year? So we have zero left.
We have some excess that was left. We didn't spend exactly all the money. For ESSER II, I'll have to get the actual balance that was left here today.
Okay. Would like that information. Thank you. And also, do you draw down the funds on a regular basis or a monthly basis?
Monthly.
on a monthly basis. Okay. And my next question is, are we using any of the ESSER 3 funds for Baker High School for the roof?
Yes, ma'am.
You are. How much?
I can get that information for you today. Exactly.
At least $500,000.
Okay. I'd like to know the exact amount when you get a chance.
For Baker High total, for ESSER, we have a total of $1.245 million that we're allocated for the high school.
$2.45
million? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Part of it was for the HVAC system, and then another part was for the roof.
Okay.
And then there were some other real small line items that was in that budget as well.
Okay. And my last question is, have we drawn down any funds from the super app?
The super app consists of a multitude of different grants, Title I, IDEA. Mm-hmm. So, yes, ma'am, we have drawn down funds. As we spend, expend the funds, we make a reimbursement request to draw down those funds. If we look at this special revenue funds, financial report, where you see receivables, those are the funds that we have drawn down. And where you see revenues, those are other funds that we have.
And those are strictly super app.
So
that's what I'm concerned.
So the super app is just a housing mechanism for all of the state and federal grants. So the super app is what the state uses to manage all of their state and federal grants. So those are all housed within the super app.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Any public comment?
Okay, hearing no other comments from the public or the board, may I have a motion to accept the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending October 31st, 2023.
I motion to accept the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending October 31st, 2023.
May I have a second?
A second.
I will now call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins.
No, but I'd like the people, the constituents, to know I'm voting no until I get my information. Thank you.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
No.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries to accept the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending October 31st, 2023. Consideration and approval of change orders for the Baker High School construction project, single point of entry. And I just want to remind everyone, as we're discussing these change orders and the continual building of the high school, that 2 years ago, this was not even a situation. The building was not in progress. Now that the building is in progress, there are things that need to be done. This is a completely different time of year from 2016 to now. So many things have changed. So I just want you to understand that we're having this conversation, and this is a good conversation as it relates to the progress of the school, because we were not having it some years ago. So I'm excited about the change orders, whether they're accepted, whether they're not. This is a good conversation because we see progress. So I just want y'all to get that positive mindset that we're moving forward with the school district and with this high school. Mr. Stroder?
Jason, you want to talk about these, the individual items and what they are?
Yeah, I can give a brief recap, starting from the top. Those first three are requests from days. That's back April, May, and June when we were doing the foundation. That's just contractual days. Per the contract, we're allowed so many rain days. So that was the total rain days for the month minus the ones in the contract. So they were just very wet months and delayed the foundation of the building. RFC 51 at RFI 133 had to provide and install can lights and soffit at Building B entrance. There was some lighting in the contract that was not sufficient for that area, and it was showed mounted on glass. So we had to put can lights in that area, and there is, if you go back to the backup, there's a credit for those original lights, but there was additional ones required because it's such a large space. Replacing brick on front of building, including waterproofing, number 52. That would basically replace any old brick on that building, so it would all be the same brick that's on the currently on the east side and on the back of the building. Mm-hmm. So everything would be new brick. We wouldn't have to worry about the cracks in those areas that are coming off of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Building F feeder credit. There was a feeder shown in the plans going to building F, which is the concession stand, but that's actually fed from a different area. So we ran the conduit if it's ever needed, but we were given a credit for the wiring and the labor to pull the wire since there's already power there. RFI 122, breakers required for VAV 9-7 and 9-8. That was some breakers that when the additional wing was removed, those breakers were taken out but are required. So those were not in the contract documents. CMU demo and reinstall for door frame installation at Building D.
Okay, I want to stop you right there real quick. Building D is the band hall. When you hear Building D, that's the band hall. The band hall was not included in the original contract, or if it was included, it was value engineered out, but I don't think it was included in part of the original contract. Is that correct?
It is included in the original contract, so that will be a finished space.
Okay.
The exterior was not.
The exterior was not included.
Yes.
Okay.
But in saying that one is for, we found several CMU walls that were not structurally sound. They weren't poured solid. They're not going to hold the door frames that we have to put in. So that is to demo the not structurally sound walls and to replace those with CMU to hold the door frames. 57, single point of entry at Building A. That is a total redo of the front entry based on security concerns, and JT probably could give you a better view of that with the plans. That's adding some offices at the front of Building A, adding storefront or glass, and access control, so they'll be able to limit access into the school. They'll come to the front door. Receptionists will be able to buzz people in and out and monitor access to the buildings. 58, add for intermediate distribution frame and wiring. That is some additional wiring and data frames required to have internet access all the way through the building. Access controls, cameras. The current system does not have enough distance. It's too far from where the data comes in to the other end of the building. It's required to have another rack in there to make it work. 59, transformer relocation. There's a large transformer that will not fit in the kitchen area, so we had to relocate it to the outside, which requires cabling and conduits. And 60, power to welding shop. During the planning phase, original plans, I think it was assumed by the engineers, and I wasn't present for that, but that it was fed from somewhere else. When removing all the power to Building A, it removed the power from the welding shop, so we have to run all new power supply through that building that's going to be used. Go ahead.
Jason, I have a couple of questions. The first one is the welding shop in the back, which you were just talking about. Is that building going to be reconstructed or torn down? Because I had the opportunity to go look at it, and it's in horrible shape. So are we going to demolish it?
I can answer that. I can answer that question. So it was not included in the original construction project, but it is a building that we want to keep. So we're currently working with performance contractors and some other outside sources to actually overhaul that building. So we're looking for external funding to bring that building up to where we need it.
Okay, so that's not included in this change order?
Only the power. So, yeah, the power to the welding shop.
Other than the power. Yeah. Right. So we plan on redoing that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the other question I have is the front of the building. I just wanted clarity to make sure that we are doing the front. I know they did the side of the building for the bricks. Are the bricks going to be the same as they are on the side?
Yes. They will all be the same brick, all the way around building A. Yes, ma'am.
That's RFC 052.
As we take down the old brick, that will be gotten rid of, and new brick will be placed.
Okay.
And that includes, we're looking at the roof. There's some brick on the roof and on the parapets that come up past the roof, all that will be replaced too. So there won't be any old brick on that building.
Great. Okay. Thank you. I do have another question. What is this?
That is a drawing for the single point of entry, which was RFC 57. That is the second entrance into the main building. I think JT has it here also.
Oh, I can see that far.
So JT probably could explain a little bit better, but they're trying to funnel everybody into one entry instead of multiple entries.
So basically when the building was designed, it's not on this drawing, but this area right here where my cursor is became the new entrance to the school. And so there's a big foyer right here. Well, there's open hallways on both sides of those foyers with no doors. So basically, if anybody came through that main entrance, they would have access to the entire building. So I asked the architects and construction team to actually look at this entrance right here, which is a single door entrance. And during the day when visitors come, if they could come into that door, we could catch them in this entry vestibule right here. They could do their business at a window, at a security window right here where there's a secretary. And if they didn't need anything within the building, they would just exit and they wouldn't have to ever enter the building. But if they did have to get into the building, she would be able to buzz them through this door into the main building.
Right. And if you leave the parking out front, which we're still working, that would be a credit, but that would be the easiest access from that front parking lot.
Thank you.
Very good. Did you sign a card, sir? You know what? Why don't you go ahead and do it? We can allow it this time. Just next time, sign it at the beginning of the meeting. Thank you. As all of you know, school safety is huge. When you hear about situations that have happened all across the country, and when you see some of the things that could have been prevented had people been a little bit more forward thinking, that's what we're trying to do with a single point of entry and just make our kids safe. It's just, we're a small community and no one can ever say that it can never happen to us. You know, as board members, we take safety courses, and just to see some of the horrors that's across the country, it really makes you mindful of how valuable it is for children to be safe. You have a question?
While he's coming up, what type of glass do they have? What type of glass would that be? Could you answer that, Mr. Schroeder, that they would have for the protection?
So I actually have a company that's coming in January that puts up ballistic film on windows. So the single points of entry at the high school, the exterior doors, I wrote all that into the grant, that $500,000 grant that we wrote to actually cover those windows and those glass doors with ballistic film.
No.
and the high school too, so.
Right, right.
We won't be able to do the entire high school, but we can probably at least do the injuries.
Well, that's basically, that's the base way that people would do anyway, so exactly. That's what we needed to know. Good, great.
Exactly. Mr. Morrison.
I want to talk about building aid. Back in September, we discussed the building was leaking. The estimate was about $1.3 million. I want to know, has that roof been replaced yet?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. I was going to talk about that tonight. So the board approved the resurfacing of that roof with change order 5, which was, I believe, at the October board meeting. But when they came in, so the cost of that recover, I think, was right around $750,000, wasn't it, Jason? Yeah, it was about $750,000. So the good news is when the roofers came in and looked at it, they figured out that it would be easier for them if they just replaced the roof rather than resurface it. So we actually got a new roof out of the deal for $750,000.
That's amazing. Very good. And one, okay, you done?
Got
thank
it.
You. Thank you. Okay. May I get a motion to approve the change orders for the Baker High School construction project, single point of entry?
A motion for the approval of change orders for the Baker High School construction project, single point of entry.
May I have a second?
Second.
Okay, we will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the change orders for the Baker High School construction project, single point of entry. Next agenda item is consideration and approval of superintendent's contract. That contract was sent to board members last Friday. And are there any board comments? Are any public comments?
I have a board comment.
Mrs. Joseph?
I don't know how to start this, but I'm appalled at the fact that I'm a board member. And I did get the contract on Friday in the information that was sent with the agenda. However, as a board member, I should have been considered, if you will, in drawing up the contract as any other board member. I don't know what happened with anybody else. I don't know if any other board member was a part of it, but I made sure that after I got this, I was so hurt. I went to several different districts and I questioned, what is the process that you all use when making a decision about a superintendent in terms of their contract? And each one of them basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, that is the most important decision that a board will make when they are constructing a contract for a superintendent. And you mean you didn't give your approval for a committee or somebody to do it? I said, I had no knowledge, and I want the public to know that. I'm hurt. And I'm not just hurt because I've been dismissed, I've been ignored. I send in items for the board to the president, Joyce Burgess, to put on the agenda items, to go on the agenda. And not one time, I've sent things 5 different times. It's as if I don't exist. And I'm hurt, and I want everybody to know it, and I want Ms. Burgess to know it. I went to the superintendent, and I explained that to him in a meeting, and he said to me, Ms. Joseph, you have to give your items to your board president. I said, okay. So I went back, and now when I submit my items, I submit them to Ms. Burgess, our president, and I CC the superintendent. I went a step further. When I got the superintendent, it's not that I don't want the superintendent to have his contract, not at all. That's not what I'm saying, and I'm not anti anything. I'm for what's right. And when I make decisions, I want to make competent decisions. What I did was I went to the law to find out. I looked at it, but I'm not real savvy with a whole lot of stuff. I'm no dummy. But the first question I have is, if the superintendent has a teaching certificate, a Louisiana's teaching certificate, because that was asked of me, not questioning his qualifications, because he'd been a superintendent before, but not in Louisiana. Then I was told Louisiana revised statute 1754, and I want a point of clarity on this, or a point of information from legal counsel, that when you are a C, D, or an F system, school, however you want to say it, that there are certain stipulations that must go in a contract to make it valid. So when we hire and give a contract to our superintendent, we want him to be able to collect, to do his job, all of the above. And we don't want to come back later and say, well, this is null and void. Because from what I'm told, that's exactly what's going to happen if it's not in there. And I checked, and it's not. So before we vote on something and make it null and void, and Mr. Stroder thinking he has a valid contract, we need to hash these things out. So I'm asking a point of information from legal counsel, statute 1754, would you explain that to us, please, where these seven provisions have to be in there if we are a C, D, or an F school or school system.
The provisions are actually part of an annex to the contract. And yes, they were included in both Dr. Brister's contract. They were included in Dr. Carey's contract. They weren't necessarily required for the interim contract that Mr. Stroder was under because he was an interim superintendent, because he wasn't, at that point, there was no realization that he would serve through the duration for purposes of being evaluated on the metrics that are included in that subpart of the paragraph. But to be clear, it says, the superintendent of schools shall be employed by a city, parish, or other local school board pursuant to a written contract. Such contract shall contain, but need not be limited to, specific performance objectives. However, for the board of a local public school system that received any variation of a school performance letter grade of C, D, or F, such contract shall establish performance targets at the school and district level as follows. Student achievement, number two, student achievement for schools that have received any variation of the school performance letter grade designation of C, D, or F. Number three, graduation rates. Number four, graduation rates of schools that have received any variation of the school performance letter grade designation of C, D, or F. Number five, the percentage of teachers with effective or highly effective performance rate. Not less than 30 days prior to the termination of the contract, the school board shall notify the superintendent of the termination of the employment of such contract, or in lieu thereof, or the superintendent may negotiate to enter into a contract for subsequent employment. So yes, the portions that you are concerned with are part of and with the contract as annexed to the agreement for performance evaluation metrics that are required under 17:54.
So you're saying that this is included in the contract?
It is a part of the contract, yes.
I didn't see it. Plus, there's a personal protection section here where, in the event the life or safety of the CEO, superintendent, or his family is threatened or otherwise appears to be in danger because of the performance of his official duties, the board shall pay reasonable costs incidental to the protection of the CEO and his family. So what is that?
What is that?
Yeah, what is exactly that? I mean, what are you saying? Because
if the school board superintendent is threatened or in any way impeded from being able to perform his functions or duties because of some member of the public or someone taking action.
That's not what this said.
It's a personal protection. It says he will be afforded security.
You said if when he's performing his duties, that's not what this said. It says threaten or otherwise appears to be in danger because of the performance of his duties, not for him doing it.
Because
but
of the performance
anyway,
of his duties.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on all of this.
Well, to be absolutely clear with you, it only applies to his performance. So however you want to look at it, is it the performance of his duties or because of the performance of his duties? It's only going to apply to the duties that he's carrying out. For
okay, thank you for that clarity.
No,
now,
so
my
this isn't 24-hour personal security for him to go home. This is not
okay.
That.
And
this is only if he's been threatened.
Okay.
Because of those
point of information, is the board supposed to work up a contract, or how was this done? Because I want to know. I didn't even know a contract was being written. I thought we would be notified, but to write up something and send it to me and say, look, sign off on it, that is ludicrous. And I'm not saying you know. I'm asking, do you know how it was done?
Well, I can tell you how the contract was written. It's one that we've been using similar in some fashion since the time in which Mr. Ulysses Joseph was here. And we didn't have to include the part that I just read because the school district wasn't in that status. But when we moved from Mr. Joseph to Mr. Brister to Dr. Perry and now to Mr. Schroeder, the district did have a dip in its performance. So we had to then add the additional portion to the contract in order to comply with 17:54. So when it came time to prepare the contract for Mr. Schroeder, I went to the last available contract that I had that had all of the necessary terms and conditions that were required under state law, and shared that with Ms. Burgess and Ms. Schroeder, and asked for them to review and let me know what you would like to change or how you want to proceed with negotiating.
So two members of the board was given the privilege of looking at the contract and deciding for everybody about it.
I sent it to the board president, who at that
you
point,
said. Okay.
And to the person who was a part of the contract, Mr. Schroeder. And from there were conversations.
Okay. I'm going on record saying tonight, from this point forward, I would appreciate being included when decisions are made concerning the board. Because too many times this whole year, this is December, and I came on the board in January. For the whole year, I've been totally dismissed, and I don't appreciate it. It stops tonight because I'm going to send this where it needs to be sent for clarity and for whatever needs to be done about it, because I don't appreciate it. I really don't. This is wrong. And every board member that I spoke with in other districts said, we as a board or we as a committee, and Mr. Schroeder did bring up doing a committee of the whole before. I have to say that. I'm for what's right. And this was not done right. It's just like a lot of information I've asked for, I've been just totally dismissed. Don't get it, just nothing.
For transparency's sake, I want to be clear that this board has not taken any action on anything unless it's been in this meeting and there's been a quorum present and it has been voted upon. So please don't degrade what may be done by staff and other folks and impute that to a board action. The only people that can take action on behalf of this body, the City of Baker School System, are the five people sitting up here that have been elected to their positions. So anybody else can't take any action on your behalf. Now, there's a contract sitting here in front of you that requires your vote, and if your vote is no on the contract, then that's your action as your board member on this particular agreement. So I want to make sure that we all understand that what is done by staff, even the work of Ms. Sydney, the work of your HR, all of that is done in preparation to bring to the board as needed for action. We can't act without the board if it is required board action. So nothing has taken place without you that has required board action, because we are here for that action this evening.
I'm asking, when something is brought up for the board, to be a part of working something up. I'm asking to be a part of it. I've been asked before.
Certainly. And if I'm not mistaken, you were provided with the contract on Friday. I didn't understand that you, or not Friday, I understand that you were provided with it sometime last week. As far as I'm aware, no one that I know of got any comments back from you as it related to the terms and conditions of the contract. Now, they may not have been shared with me, but if you chose to share something back, I'm sure it would have been taken into consideration.
I've sent many things back, even to you, Mr. DeQueer, and I did not get any responses to it, so don't say that.
I did have one for Mr. DeQueer. I would like you to show me where the performance targets are in this contract, because I didn't. Would you show me where they are?
I don't have.
This is a contract.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. DeQueer. I think what it says in the contract is that within 30 days of the execution of the contract, the board has to meet to establish those performance objectives. Is that correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Those performance measures have not been set yet.
Correct. So when they are established, who's going to do those?
The board. We have a work session to do that.
It's not when is that?
Well, we are probably going to look into that tonight.
I hope we are given
the work session has not been set tonight.
But I don't want it to be a session where you say, here, this is the work session, because
I just said that the board as a whole will establish a date for the work session. Yeah, so. Exactly.
I understand that for this. We've had a work session before, and it wasn't. What I'm saying is this. The entire board should be given an opportunity to say what date is best for everybody of the majority. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you very much.
No dates is never satisfied with you all. No dates. We could come up with a date. That date is not good. I have a meeting here. That date is not good. I mean, we got to keep moving on. I understand we can't do it at the last minute, but we're gonna have to. I agree. We do have to work together, but we still gonna have to go ahead. We can't do anything until we just, like you said, get this approved or not approved for the contract, and then we have to do the 30-day work section.
And having said that, I would like to receive a motion.
I have a comment before you do your a motion. I would just like to go on the record to say that Mr. DeQueer just advised me that the information I requested in reference to the performance targets is not in this document that we received.
There's a notification as to the performance is in this.
It's in this
I
document.
Was referring to what Mr. DeQueer said. Thank you.
I would like to receive a motion to accept the contract to approve the contract for superintendent.
I give the motion to approve the contract for the superintendent.
May I have a second?
Second.
Mrs. Perkins? Mrs. Perkins, we will now vote.
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
No.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the superintendent's contract. Moving on, information items, superintendent's report on personnel.
So you have the December personnel report in your board packet. If you have questions on it, you can ask me after the meeting or come by the office.
Okay. Announcements, the date of our next meeting will be January 16th, 2024. Any other announcements?
You want to explain that?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, typically, it would have been. I think the 9th? Is that correct, Ms. Stewart? It would have been on the 9th, which is the first Tuesday. But we are on holiday break, the last week of December and the first week of January. And so, I did not want to ask staff members to come in over their holidays to prepare for the board meeting. So, we're moving it back a week to the 16th.
Okay, sounds good. Ms. Butler?
I just want to say to the community and to the audience, to where some of us, we look, that's like a person, something on your house. We don't know what's going on inside of a home, and you just on the outside of it. Sometimes I just feel like we as board members just want to make other board members look bad. But I'm going to tell you this. As I said before, we don't know what's going on in your household, but I'm going to tell you what's going on because that's what I think. And you could come back and say, that's not true. That's not what's going on in my household. But that's what I believe. So, exactly, anything. But it's just like I said, we as a group, we as a board, we all just need to get together and stop. If we want to be transparent, we all transparent. And I feel and I understand what Ms. Joseph is saying. But sometimes things are just between the superintendent and president. And once that president brings things forward to us, then it's not like we don't get it. We have to read our emails or text, whatever she does. Because everyone, you might think we don't send things out, but we do. And it's upon us to read it. And if we have questions on it, if you have a problem with it, get back with us. If you don't see a response, you think everything is good, correct? Mm-hmm. You're in agreement with it, right? So if you don't have a response on it, it must be good.
I agree with you 1,000%. Ask your president if she responds to anything that we send out. She told me herself she does not.
Excuse me. We are going to move forward with this meeting. And we're not going to have these back and forths. If there's anything anyone wants to say to me as president of this board, not as Joyce Burgess, but as president of this board, we can spar later. But this is not the place for it. The next item on the agenda is the superintendent's report with Dr. Smothers' accountability report.
Thank you, Mrs. Burgess, and good evening, everyone. Tonight, I would like to present to you our accountability report, and this is reflective of our Spring LEAP 2023 results, and I want to talk to you a little bit about our results and the highlights, as well as many of the things that we're doing to move forward. Our focus and our goal is to build Baker forward. And that's exactly where we're going to stay, and that's the tunnel we're going to live in terms of building Baker forward and improving student performance. So the accountability report tonight includes a review of the third through eighth grade LEAP 2025 results from our spring 23 testing cycle and the high school performance score highlights. We have thoroughly assessed our students' performance outcomes and recognized our areas of strengths. In fact, we've celebrated our areas of strengths, as well as our areas of needed improvements. We've taken some time to thoroughly review what those areas of improvements are, and we intend to act very much urgently to address those improvement areas of improvements. Now, we know how real data is. We know that data informs us. We know that data drives us, and that's where we are. We are in a place where we are driven by the data that's in front of us, which is the big picture of our student performance. So, with the reality of our data, our district and school leaders and instructional teams would like to assure our board and our stakeholders that we are committed to addressing every focus area with a sense of urgency. The work that we are doing this year is centered around strong collaborations among our instructional teams and in partnership with organizations, of which you saw today with Rosebud's training. around our strong collaborations with our partnerships and with experts, people that have been in the field of moving and turning around district schools. We are connecting with them, and they too are sharing in the dedication of moving our students forward. In this report, I will highlight students' growth in grades 3 through 8 across mathematics and English language arts, as well as identify the efforts and progress that is being made to address areas of needed improvement. Keep in mind, as I speak of grade levels throughout this report, please be reminded that those grade levels were as of the spring 2023, okay? Of course, those students have already rolled forward and are in their current grades. So when I speak to you about 4th and 5th grade, know that I'm talking about our current 5th and 6th graders, okay? Now, in the analysis, which is demonstrated on the board, I'm going to highlight a few of our highlights specifically across 3rd through 8th grade. So in the analysis of spring 23 results, it was determined that students' greatest gains were in English language arts across all grade bands as compared to mathematics. English language arts was definitely a highlight for our students across the district, okay? 56% of our 8th graders, who are currently our 9th graders, earned a basic or above in English language arts. Our 3rd grade, 5th grade, and 6th grade students had a range of 43 to 46% of students achieving basic and above in English and language arts. That, however, was definitely an improvement. Now, just for clarity, scoring at basic or above tells us that students performing at this level have met or nearly met college and career readiness expectations and potentially may need additional support to be fully prepared for the next level of study in the content area. I would like to add that much of this progress is attributed to our two-year efforts and focus on literacy improvements and dedicated time with intervention. Greater focus, however, is needed in support of our 4th grade, fifth graders, and our 7th graders, who are our current 8th graders, whose range of achievement of basic and above was 27 to 35%. We are aware of these data points, okay? Just to be clear, we are aware of the data points, and data has informed us that we must, of course, act aggressively to monitor the work and the performance of our students that are currently in 5th and 8th grade. Our greatest gains for mathematics was at 3rd grade, with 50% of our students scoring at basic or above. All remaining grades averaged 20% at basic or above. We recognize the work needed in the area of mathematics to advance our students to the next achievement level in this content area, ultimately working toward and attaining mastery. So our specific growth highlights in comparison to the previous year's scale score average in English language arts and mathematics are as follows. This is the best part of the presentation, okay? Park Ridge Academic Magnet, 3rd grade, grew 7 points in English language arts. Park Ridge Academic Magnet, 5th grade, grew 16 points in ELA, who are our current 6th graders. Park Ridge Academic Magnet, 7th grade, grew 4 points in English language arts and 11 points in mathematics. Pram's 7th grade exceeded the state's average in English language arts, with 754 scale score as a class, mastery. Park Ridge Academic Magnet, 8th grade, grew 1 point in ELA and 11 points in math. Baker Heights Elementary School, 3rd grade, grew 12 points in ELA and 14 points in mathematics. Baker Heights Elementary School, 4th grade, grew 3 points in ELA. Baker Heights Elementary School, 5th grade, grew 10 points in mathematics, and they recovered ground from 2 years ago. Baker Middle School, 6th grade, grew 9 points in English language arts. An incredible growth in 8th grade for Baker Middle School, grew 16 points in English language arts and 10 points in mathematics. As for our high school, The school performance score improved to a D, as noted by our increased performance in cohort graduation rate actual, which grew by 5.1 points. Our grad cohort index grew by 4.6 points. Our strength of diploma by 3.5 points. And our ACT work keys index by 14.6 points. The high school had an overall SPS, or school performance growth, of 2.6 points. Overall, our top performance grade bands were third and eighth grade. So shout out to the third and eighth grade current fourth and ninth graders. Our work. So moving forward, I just want to let you guys know how we are being, how we are working, and how we're receiving instruction from the superintendent to really be aggressive in our approach in the classroom. So even from the district office, we are asked to move into the classrooms, those that support K-12 instruction, to work as co-teachers, facilitators, and support. So although I am supervisor of accountability, you're going to find that I'm going to be a teacher by day in many cases as well. So, and that works for me because my background is mathematics. That is an area of improvement for us. So I'm definitely looking forward to, making those moves with the superintendent. So with that, our work, inclusive of the principals, and of course Dr. Russell is here, our instructional coaches and teachers, our work towards moving our students earning approaching basic, because we do recognize we have a significant for us number of students that are still in that approaching basic and below range. And we also have to work toward accelerating our basic and above students to attain mastery and above and meeting their expected growth targets, because the state presents to us a growth target that they expect that we're capable of moving these students forward to meet these particular goals. Mm-hmm. So we're being very attentive on that. So among those, as I bring it to a close, we have the following. We are doing a drill down focus on supporting our teachers through curriculum implementation. We have been working with LDOE's school improvement support team, a specialist, and NIET, which is the National Institute for Excellence in Teaching. Those partnerships have been helping and supporting us through our leadership teams and our teacher collaborative teams. We meet monthly. I am a part of Dr. Russell's team to support. I'm very happy to work with her. And Dr. Johnson and I are supporting school leaders and instructional teams in meeting our school-wide goals across K-12. District support, along with our principals and instructional coaches, are moving into classrooms, of course, as I said before, to support instructional delivery as co-teachers, facilitators, and support two teachers as well. So all while we're developing teachers, we're actually moving into a place where we're creating our own teacher institute internally to support them. We are working collaboratively and placing a greater lens on our instructional plans and assessment designs. And we are implementing targeted interventions and supports for students through school-based intervention and after-school tutoring. You noticed earlier that Ms. Walls walked in, and she said, hey, forgive me, I was in aftercare. She is an instrumental piece of, essential piece, and part of our growth among the schools. She's now at Baker Heights, of course, and Park Ridge, and she's going to be moving in that direction to help support students. And that's those targeted interventions that we need in place for students. With the support of Dr. Hill and the Child Welfare and Attendance Department, and our school clerks, of course, we have a focus on eliminating the barriers of chronic absenteeism. So with that, we are encouraging you, as our board and our stakeholders, our community, encourage our students to get to school every day. Encourage them. We are working hard on our side. Dr. Hill's making phone calls, house visits, whatever it takes, because ultimately, in order to improve assessment and student outcomes, students must be in the classroom.
That's right.
If you can help us, that too will help improve these great growth areas that we are intending to be attentive and aggressive in. But we cannot do this without the work of our community. If you are whether you're at church or whomever, the community center, just campaign for us. on attendance, okay? We also, in just wrapping this up, we are expanding our course offerings to support our interests and opportunities, our dual enrollment and career tech pathways. And of course, I always say this, this is one of our last ones. We are expanding our assessment offerings to include increased participation in CLEP. Now, I've shared with you guys before CLEP is one of those critical areas in which are getting college, students are able to get college credit whenever they take those CLEP assessments.
Yes.
We are still pushing those out. We're going to continue to push those out because ultimately our goal is to build Baker forward. Sometimes it's difficult, of course, whenever we hear, you know, what's being said on the outside. But the most important thing is when we get together with our teams, we stay in our tunnels and we work.
Yes.
So with that, we are truly appreciative of everyone that's supporting our efforts, and this concludes the report.
Thank you so much, Dr. Smothers.
You're
what
welcome.
A very positive report. And these are some of the good things that's happening. So whatever you can do that's good for this district, that's what we would appreciate if you would do.
I'm gonna spread a little more positivity here tonight. I think we need a little more positivity. So last week, I submitted a grant for $250,000 to the NFL to move towards turfing the football field. We still have about $500,000 to go. So if you know somebody out there that can write a check for $500,000, point me in the direction and I'll go talk to them.
Excellent.
Miss Perkins has $500,000. Who? Oh, Mr. DeQuire, you just got volunteered to turf our football field.
So that's for the turf, and that's for the stadium as well. We're trying to do our stadium and our turf.
That's correct. We want to remodel the whole athletic stadium. We also met with the National Guard Youth Program today. So we're looking at options for our students that might fall under longer term suspensions for 1 to 2 years. And so we met with the National Guard Youth Program today, and we're really hoping to establish a partnership with them so we can give those students some life skills and opportunities that they might not otherwise receive. I believe we have a meeting scheduled with Southern coming up, yes? Southern University is coming in to talk to 22, I think we have 22 of our teachers who might possibly be interested in taking classes at Southern to pursue their teaching certifications. So we have a meeting coming up with Southern to work on that partnership as well. All of the doors at the high school are now brand new doors. They're actually doors that close. You can actually yank on them and they will not open, which is a first since I've been here. So we have brand new doors at the high school. Both of the single points of entry are under construction and we're just waiting on the internal doors to finish that project. But
and all that's for security.
Everything's ready, yes. All of the windows have been replaced at Park Ridge Academic Magnet. And so we're moving forward, trying to improve our facilities.
Good job. I just want to say congratulations to Mr. Stroder as the next superintendent of the city of Baker. We appreciate you. We appreciate some of the things that you've done thus far. And I see the staff, the whole culture of this city as it relates to school has changed. And it's very positive. So congratulations to you.
In December the 12th, they're having the students coming here to decorate the Christmas tree.
Decorate the tree.
And that's December 12th at 6 o'clock. So parents, that's here. Spread the word to everyone. 6 o'clock. They're having a contest, the prettiest tree.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be decorated outside like a winter wonderland. So that's going to really be beautiful. Any other comments? Okay, at this point, I would like to entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion for adjournment.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn by Ms. Butler and a second by Ms. Prophet. We will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a happy holiday. This meeting is adjourned.
And have a happy new year.
And a happy new year.
Schaefer is my sister's cousin, because her husband, that's their first cousin, yes. Eddie Miles.
Yeah, because I have.